Okay, let's go, boys.
Quit playing?
I have a letter.
Oh, a letter.
Here's an open letter to the boys in the air, on land, or foam. Mm-hmm. While you're scrapping over there, we're getting in the scrap back home.
You're not kidding about that.
I know.
Right the groove.
And you know that. Let's have some more coffee?
Yeah, let's have it.
No more coffee in the pot. No more sugar in the drawer. But, guys, oh, gee, what care we if it's going to help win the war?
Yeah, no more bacon on the pig.
Right.
No more butter in the store, but we will lean on margarine if it's going to help win the war.
Izzy, you know, we don't need cuffs on trouser legs, and them zoot suits now are dead. We'll junk the bumpers on our cars if we can bump axes' heads.
Yeah, and there's no more ethyl in the tank. No more tires on anymore, but we won't squawk. We'll get out and walk if it's going to help win the war.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. You know another thing? We must do less driving.
Yeah, do more parking.
Oh, Izzy. You know eggs?
Well,
eggs becoming very few. We won't let it make us sore, because we'll act like men and bear with a hen if it's going to help win the war.
No more spinach in the can. Popeye hollers with a roar. We'll give the greens to the brave Marines if it's going to help win the war.
A civilian on a diet helps a soldier on a tack. Though we may not stay so round, so firm, or so fully packed.
No more steak from the cow. Skirts are shorter than before. So we'll eat less and see a bit more if it's going to help win the war.
We won't squawk, we'll get out and walk if it's going to help win the war.
The successful way to prevent new infections of mastitis is to sanitize your cow's teats after every milking. This stops mastitis spreading and keeps the teats soft and supple. So give your cow's teats a treat.
Kiwi farmers treat their teats every single day. They all know that this is how to make their farming pay. Hey, treat your teats every single day. This will be an easy thing to keep the bugs away.
If you have mastitis amongst your dairy herd, listen to this ditty, 'cause it's a real word. All good farmers know what they ought to do. Treat your udders with respect and they will work for you.
So Kiwi farmers treat their teats every single day. They all know that this is how to make their farming pay. Hey, treat your teats every single day. This will be an easy thing to keep the bugs away.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're just jumping in here to let you know that we are in the tail end of tonight's free association. A few more to go, then we'll be right back with the radio obituaries. And so much of that will be lying ahead. So hope you're all enjoying it. Still hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I know an excellent time is being had. Hope you can join it while you're listening to us right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Bumblebee, bumblebee, of the pollinating flowers. You get paid by the hour. Get paid by the flower, bumblebee, bumblebee. Please don't sting me, bumblebee, bumblebee. Please don't hurt me. I come in peace, bumblebee, 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 bumblebee. Please don't sting me, bumblebee, bumblebee. Oh, bubble, bumblebee. I'm so impressed with your humility, bumblebee, bumblebee. Please don't sting me, 'cause we need the bees to pollinate our flowers at full plant unity. He can't disappear, we need him here. Save the bumblebee, bee, a bee, bee, bee. Bumblebee, bumblebee. Bumblebee, bumblebee. Bumblebee, bumblebee. Can I call you honey? No, you're right, bumblebee. That wasn't funny. Bumblebee, bumblebee. Please don't sting me. Bumblebee, bumblebee. I mean you no harm. Don't get angry. Don't start a swarm, bumblebee, bumblebee. Please don't sting me. 'Cause we need the bees to pollinate a flower and for the plant community. Can't disappear, we need them here. Save the bumblebee. Oh, bumblebee! Don't come after me! Bumble, 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 bumblebee! Everybody go buzz! Help me, bumblebee! Please don't sting me!
Rick Stockwell.
Let's do some flips and shake our hips and save our tips and take a trip to Florida. Take a train on a track, we'll never come back from Florida. Florida.
the woo 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 woo. We'll get a van, a window fan, we'll lay in the sand and get a tan floor. Blazing heat in Florida, Florida. Chugga chugga, woo 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 woo. Chugga chugga, woo woo.
We'll be right back. As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh yes. And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the heart? Sweet harmony now, 'cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Ooh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? The trusting, and where is the harmony, sweet harmony now? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding. Understanding.
You You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up tonight's free association and frees us up to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know, I gotta do one thing before I start, though, and that is to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Lou Ottens, the Dutch engineer and inventor, best known as the inventor of the cassette tape, and for his work in helping to develop the compact disc. He was employed by Philips for the entirety of his career, starting in 1952, when he began in the mechanization department of the main industry group. Lou Ottens just passed away at 94. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Greetings, beautiful mutants, and how may we be of service? This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated, checking in with the many factions of devolutionary humans who have waited so faithfully this past year while Devo gathered its strength for the next offensive. As many of you can see, the road ahead is filled with danger. It's not nuclear bombs we must fear, but the human mind itself, or lack of it, on this planet. It's time to go beyond the normal thing. It's time to do the super thing. It's time for Devo. There's no question about it. The Spud Boys are ready with new songs, new films, and new approaches to survival in a world ruled by subhumans. Lies, lies, lies. That's all we get from those who pretend to know but don't. But once again, Devo attempts to cut through the mental grease and grime with techniques of positive mutation designed to protect you from the ninnies and the twits. Remember, no one knows, so let's find out. Devo asks the questions that help point us all in the right direction, to go forward, move ahead, and give the past a slip. It's time to seek out new traditions. We know where the old ones took us, and now we are all here together. So let's go. Take in the full measure of Devo's new traditionalist spirit. The vinyl record and cassette tape of Devo's latest musical outpourings is entitled simply New Traditionalists. To purchase it is not like spending money, but rather it is an investment in the future and a blow against the empire. This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated saying, bombs away.
Said, that's what you think. A tendril curled around his leg as he got up to leave. He said, a friend of yours was here, who we all called him Steve. Clean Steve, clean Steve. They don't come. Watch out all you space cats. Clean Steve is a mineral man. My cousin Bruce came round to stay, the father of my son. He tore apart a stethoscope and pointed at the sun. There's tentacles between our worlds, he said, so I believe. I said the man next door's best friend was making videos with Clean Steve. You could have knocked him down with a feather. Clean Steve lent me £1 in 1974. That was a lot of money then. I was extremely poor. We had a party 3 years later. Clean Steve wore a robe. He brought a new Nick Lowe cassette and played it in the road. Don't come any dirtier than me. Better watch out all you space cats. Clean Steve is a mineral man. I called up Mark Allen, but he wasn't really in. Instead, I talked to his wife Claire about some gigs she'd seen. Clean Steve was outside the house, washing both his feet. We all had dinner with him once, he gave us lots to eat. There's some real people in the world, and some who are pretend. Clean Steve is making videos with a man next door's best friend. He's good at playing frisbee, and his teeth are shining bright. I think he comes from Leatherhead, if all my facts are right. Clean Steve, Clean Steve, they don't come any dirtier than me. Better watch out all you space cats. Clean Steve is a mineral man.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Lily DeVos, the Dutch singer who recorded several singles during the 1960s on the Telstar record label. She just passed away at 96. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Lily DeVos right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Dikwijls naar de haven en zie dan de schepen uit Rio en Bombay. Ik hoor het zingen der matrozen en denk aan mijn jongen ginds op die blauwe zee. Het duurt nog maar een week of zeven, dan komt ook zijn scheepje weer in de haven aan. De mooiste dag van heel mijn leven zal wezen als hij weer op de kaart. Stilletjes te dromen en denk aan een toekomst vol liefde voor ons twee. Ik zie een huisje met een tuintje en leuke gordijntjes met bloemetjes voor het raam. Een kindje dat daar dan zal spelen en is het een jongen, dan geef ik hem jouw naam.
Hi, I'm Nat Belinda, here with the next radio obituary, and it's for Alan MacDonald. MacDonald directed the Booster Rocket Project at NASA contractor Morton Thiokol. He was responsible for the two massive rockets filled with explosive fuel that lifted Space Shuttle skyward. He was at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for the launch of the Challenger to approve or disapprove a launch if something came up, he says. His job was to sign and submit an official form. Signed the form, he believed, and he'd risk the lives of seven astronauts set to board the spacecraft the next morning. Refused to sign, and he'd risk his job and career. MacDonald persistently cited reasons for the delay, freezing overnight temperatures that could compromise the booster rocket joints. There are two ways in which McDonald's actions were heroic, recalls Mark Mayer, who directs the leadership program at Chapman University and produced a documentary about the Challenger launch decision. One was the night before the launch, refusing to sign off on the launch authorization and continuing to argue against it, Mayer says. And then afterwards, in the aftermath, exposing the cover-up that NASA was engaged in. McDonald and his team of engineers had strenuously opposed the launch, arguing that freezing overnight temperatures meant that the O-rings at the booster rocket joints would likely stiffen and fail to contain the explosive fuel burning inside the rockets. The NASA official simply said that Thoracle had some concerns but approved the launch. He neglected to say that the approval came only after Thoracle executives, under intense pressure from NASA officials, overruled the engineers. Now, 35 years after the Challenger disaster, McDonald's family reports that he died last Saturday in Ogden, Utah. He was 83 years old. And he's our next radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was a bitter cold but sparkling clear morning at Cape Canaveral. Here at the last seconds of the countdown.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
All the communications between the shuttle and mission control indicated everything was going fine. There was a sense of relief that the much-delayed flight was finally underway.
Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
It happened just over 1 minute into flight. From mission control, silence. Then the bland, chilling report.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The head of the space shuttle program had no explanations, just sorrow at the tragedy.
At 11:40 a.m. this morning, space program experienced a national tragedy with the explosion of the space shuttle Challenger approximately a minute and a half after launch from here at the Kennedy Space Center.
Man in flight, 1, 2. Pushing at the boundary of a new frontier, filled with the right stuff, face to face with fear. Teacher in space, citizen too. Place your faith and confidence in the final frontier. But vanish in an instant. What's the moral here? More questions, new answers. A great lesson is hard to take.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Trevor Peacock, the English actor, screenwriter, and songwriter best known for playing Jim Trott in the BBC comedy series Vicar of Dibley. As a songwriter, he wrote the 1960s pop hit Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, which was recorded by Herman's Hermits and many, 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 many others, remarkably. Other songs to his credit include Mystery Girl, recorded by Jess Conrad, Made You by Adam Faith, and Stick Around by Billy Fury. He contributed the lyrics for the musical based on the newspaper cartoon strip Andy Capp with music by Alan Price. Trevor Peacock just passed away at 89. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
God, he ever existed.
my chance to move in.
The Gossip Calypso, Gossip Calypso, hear all about it, yak a yak yak. Every woman up at the window, giving out the gossip and getting it back. Oh, Mrs. Brown, well, how are you now? I'll tell you, I've had a shocking time with a nanny stomach. Don't talk to me, my Charlie has gone and fallen down the stairs again. Saints preserve us, poor old chap, did he hurt himself? Well, not as much as Alf, that's my cousin Fred's boy. I learned from Fred, the doctor said, he'll have to have his kneecap scraped. Gold blimey, singing gossip, calypso, gossip, calypso. Hear all about it, yak a yak yak. Every woman up at the window, giving out the gossip and getting it back. Oh, Mrs. Booze, have you heard the news? That woman, you know, the very fat one down at the corner, climbed in a truck, got stuck. They think that they're never gonna get her out. Do tell me, well, I had a fella round and gave him a pound to free her with an oxyacetylene welder. Must send along some books. It looks like she's gonna be there quite some time. Call blimey, singing gossip, calypso, gossip, calypso. Hear all about it, yak a yak yak. Every woman up at the window, giving out the gossip and getting it back. Oh, Mrs. Ware, I do like your hair. Who does it? I go to Madame Pom Pom round by the gasworks with all that fruit. It looks so cute. I can't believe it's really you, like a film star. Have you heard, dear? A little bird has told me Mrs. Tate's expecting her seventh. Well, glory be, that's three she's had since Lenny had his tonsils out. Cold blimey, singing gossip, calypso, gossip, calypso. Hear all about it, yak a yak yak. Every woman up at the window, giving out the gossip and getting it back. Giving out the gossip and getting it back.
Billy is his name, it sets me aflame. And so it's a shame, you see. I've got a crush on him and get the blush on when he even looks at me. I go funny all over. I go funny all over. But when he comes up to me and makes like a big bass boy, oh la, I go funny all over. I go funny all over. Infuriates me, every buzz it hates me, every other boy busts him. Promise not to laugh at his bones of graph is stuck on the bathroom wall. And when the room is steamy, oh, he'll
That's the big girl feeding the buns in the jukebox. All white stockings and no makeup. Big wheels setting up the coffee pot. She makes like she's not over concerned with this extravagant attention. Keeps giving you the look like I'm supposed to rate this chick high. Chicken run goes, but ain't no fun. Not unless you do the ton.
Bingo!
Drives in an old sedan. Drives all the way she can. Jives like a crazy man.
Bingo!
Whoa!
On to the radio obituary for Maurice Benin, the French singer-songwriter. He just passed away at 73. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Demandez Revolumania, le seul quotidien contrôlé d'extrême gauche qui, en 16 leçons et un fusil, vous enseigne la révolution.
Des voyages gratuits aux Baléares pour les 10 premières réponses, des porte-clés en vrac, des échanges franco-cubo-fédéraux. Vous, monsieur, vous, madame, qui ne voulez plus vous poser de questions inutiles, qui voulez dormir en toute sécurité, bercé par une douce et langoureuse léthargie, qui voulez dormir, dormir, dormir.
Alors, UDR, D. Union pour la défense des rutes déclarées.
Solde rabais et pourcentage, réduction sur les fromages, dernier Sartre à consommer, on sacrifie les tout derniers jeûners. Vacances avec vue sur la mer, baisse le prix des camemberts, livre de poche encaustiqué, malheureux chez les poésies truffées.
Je sollicite de votre part une petite partie de temps perdu, même partiellement.
Cinéma extra politique, théâtre super engagé, porte-clés avec journaux gauchistes, le Che dans tous les supermarchés. Le sexe en 10 numéros gonflable, votre manoir, votre baraque, entre ouest, sa mensualité, reportage sur les communautés.
Je sollicite de votre pire la meilleure des captations pour me permettre de vous dire.
Méditerranée, c'est le cul bronzé. Occitanie, dit franc l'entrée. Adhérer au front du FLB.
Devenez une maman blédine. Combattez pour qui ravit.
Faites-vous le cul en combe et baisez avec une pointe.
Devenez citoyen Ajax. Combattez pour qui ravit.
Faites-vous un flic roi court et dites-lui avec une tampax.
Je sollicite de votre part une sollicitation, une démobilisation, une remobilisation, une désintoxication, une déconnérisation. Une dépublicité qui-qui-qui-qui-cation, une déspectatorisation, une micro-sessinilisation, une ré-vo-lu-ch-turps.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are now on to the radio obituary for Keith Nichols, the English jazz multi-instrumentalist and arranger who played piano, trombone, reeds, and accordion. He was a frequent sideman for EMI record label and an arranger for the New York Jazz Repertory Company. He also played with Dick Hyman, the Midnight Follies Orchestra, and Alan Cohen. He just passed away at 75, and I want to send a special thanks out to the producer, John Altman, who helped me identify this particular track that Keith appeared on. I couldn't have put this one together without him. So let's begin the Keith Nichols radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I didn't want no trouble. I was running from the mob. When the circus came to town, I went looking for a job. But the circus couldn't use me, so I turned about to leave. When a gypsy fortune teller grabbed me by the sleeve, she took me to her wagon where I fixed a broken wheel. And in return her secrets to me she did reveal. Let them all roll up and get their money's worth. It all comes down to the greatest show on earth. She said that she was restless for some wide and open space. By tomorrow she'd be gone and that I could take her place. Well, I did not need persuading. I knew I could not fail. I called myself Candida and hid behind a veil. Let them all roll up and get their money's worth. It all comes down to the greatest show on earth. Well, I've traveled far and wide, and though I never told the truth, kings and queens and presidents came flocking to my booth. For what the future holds in store is anybody's guess. While fortunes can be made from people's loneliness, so let them all roll up and get their money's worth. It all comes down to the greatest show on earth. Yeah, let them all roll up and get their money's worth. It all comes down to the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are on to the radio obituary for Ron Campbell, the Australian animator, director, and producer, best known for his role in The Greatest Story Ever Told, when in the 1960s, he worked on the Beatles television animated series, and then worked on the animated feature film Yellow Submarine. He started out in 1958 animating commercials for Australian television, eventually working on Crazy Cat and Beetle Bailey when they came to Australia for production. After Crazy Cat, he went on to direct many installments of the Beatles television series for King Features. That program, of course, debuted in September 1965 and remained number one in the ratings for the duration of its four-year run. He also wrote the foreword to the book Beetletoons, The Real Story Behind the Cartoon Beatles. Due to the enormous success of that program, he was eventually hired by Bill Hanna of Hanna-Barbera fame and relocated to Hollywood, California. In 1968, he was contracted to animate many of the connecting sequences in Yellow Submarine, the Beatles' animated feature film. He ended up animating around 12 minutes worth of the movie, roughly 1/7 of the entire film. Ron Campbell just passed away at 81. We thank him for his part in The Greatest Story Ever Told, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Make way for the star, please. Clear the set, clear the set. Make way for the star.
Make way for the star. Make way for the star. Make way for Mr. Marvelous. Make way for the star.
Clear the set, clear the set. Clear the set, clear the set. Make way for the star, please. Make way for the star.
Hey, you fellas over there, get out of the way. Are you speaking to us? No, I'm yelling at you. Clear the set, Mr. Marvelous is coming.
We have passes to be here. We...
Mr. Marvelous!
You mean all of that was for a blinking ape?
That's one word we never say around here.
But that's all he is, you know. A bloomin' blinkin' ape, a monkey.
Ooh, that's the other word we never say around here. And besides, Mr. Marvelous is more than what you said. He's the smartest of them in the world. How much is 2 and 2? 4, that's right. How do you spell Swahili?
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Marvelous. Yeah.
That's the word.
And so sad.
Sad? Sad? What do you mean, sad?
He obviously has a great brain, great intelligence, but he's just a slave. What does he know about the great outside world? Oh, it's very sad.
It's not sad. Why, he loves it here. He wouldn't go if I opened the door.